Tired of juggling sales tools or spending hours on prospecting just to book a few meetings? Meet Apollo, the go-to-market platform for finding leads, connecting with buyers, and closing deals all in one place. Apollo gives you access to over 210 million contacts and AI that handles all your busy work, finding leads, drafting emails, and even prioritizing your day. So stop paying for five different sales tools when one does it all. Visit apollo.io and sign up free today.
Hey there, fellow human beings navigating this crazy thing called life. I'm Brooklyn Weston, your friendly neighborhood guide to all things modern stoicism, and boy oh boy, do we have a treat for you today. We're diving headfirst into the art of time management, but not just any time management, stoic style. Think of it like this. Ever feel like you're chasing your tail, always running out of time, juggling a million things at once? You know that feeling when deadlines are looming and your to-do list feels longer than the grocery store aisle? Well, buckle up, because we're about to unlock some timeless tools from ancient philosophers to help you reclaim control of your precious time. Now, before you picture us meditating under olive trees in Greece, although that wouldn't be a bad idea, let me tell you, Stoicism isn't about being some rigid, emotionless robot. It's actually about finding inner peace and clarity even amidst the chaos. And trust me, when it comes to managing time effectively, those two things are your secret weapons. Here's the deal. Modern life throws a lot our way. Emails, notifications, social media, it's like living in a constant state of busy. But Stoicism reminds us that we can choose how we react to all this. We can choose focus, intentionality, and even a little bit of zen amidst the storm. So, what are these Stoic secrets to conquering time? First up, focus on what's within your control. Think about it. You can't control traffic, the weather, or that annoying coworker who keeps leaving their coffee mugs unwashed, seriously, people. But what you can control is how you respond. You can choose to stay calm in traffic, focus on your work even when things are chaotic, and maybe even offer a friendly reminder about dishwashing etiquette. Second, practice mindfulness. This doesn't mean you need to become a yoga master, although that's cool too. It simply means being present in the moment, paying attention to what you're doing instead of constantly thinking about what needs to be done next. When you're truly focused on the task at hand, time seems to fly by, and things get done more efficiently. Third, plan your day but leave room for flexibility. Having a schedule can be super helpful. It keeps us organized and on track. But remember, life is unpredictable. Leave some wiggle room in your plans so you can adapt to unexpected events without feeling stressed or overwhelmed. Fourth, say no more often. It's tough, I get it. But overcommitting yourself leads to burnout and wasted time. Saying no to things that aren't truly important allows you to prioritize what matters most. Plus, it shows self-respect, which is a total Stoic win. And finally, remember your why. Whether your goal is to write a book, launch a business, or simply spend more quality time with loved ones, keep that big picture in mind. Knowing your purpose helps you stay focused and motivated, even when things get tough. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a busy mom of three who's constantly feeling overwhelmed. She juggles work, kids, household chores, and somehow manages to squeeze in a little self-care, bless her heart. But she always feels like she's running behind, barely keeping her head above water. One day, Sarah stumbles upon the idea of Stoic time management. She starts by focusing on what she can control, her attitude, her responses to situations, and her energy levels throughout the day. She practices mindfulness during her morning coffee routine, truly savoring each sip instead of scrolling through social media. She learns to say no to extra commitments that drain her time and energy. And most importantly, she remembers why she's doing all this, for her kids, for herself, and for the joy of creating a life filled with intention and purpose. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to feel a shift. She's calmer, more focused, and actually has time for the things that matter most. She rediscovers the joy in simple moments, like reading a book with her kids before bed or having a quiet evening walk with her partner. Remember, folks, Stoicism isn't about being perfect, it's about progress, one step at a time. By adopting these principles, you can reclaim control of your time, cultivate inner peace, and live a life that is truly fulfilling. So go out there, embrace the Stoic mindset, and make those deadlines work for you. And don't forget to share this episode with anyone who needs a little dose of Stoic wisdom in their lives. Until next time, keep it real, keep it focused, and keep on rocking that modern Stoic life.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.